In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're talking today with Jack Alston, Executive Director of Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation, and just a few minutes left here in the program. And Jack, I understand you recently spoke at the K-State or the Kansas State Board of Education meeting with Wamego High School counselors and others about Work Keys and Work Ready Counties. How did that go?
Well, it went fantastic. And anybody can pull up the YouTube. It's on our Facebook page. It's on my LinkedIn page, the Pott County Economic Development LinkedIn page. There were comments from the commissioners on how great a job that everyone, maybe excluding me. I mean, Gina Kugler, counselor at Wamego High is, she's a rock star. She's got it all figured out. It's kind of like I was got out of grad school, got my master's in labor economics, and my mentor professor did a study at Roxbury High School in a difficult section of Boston. And the principal was bragging to him about the 10% of the kids that were going to go to 4-year. And Professor Sum asked, well, what about the other 90% of the kids? And he said, Jack, you got to remember that. You got to be focused on all the kids, not just the 10% going to 4-year. And Gina has done a fantastic job with the individual plan of studies and getting the students to acquire the skills to investigate the careers and employ strategies to achieve their future career goals. And it all has to do with network career lunching, mentoring, peer chambers, job shadowing, and now a terrific internship program in which 50 kids out of, I think, the 95 in the senior class participated in. And that developing that individual plan of study is the real key. And that's all part of the Kansas CAN program. To have Kansas lead the world in the success of each student. And so what the counselors do is help develop the individual plan of studies. You take the Work Keys test in February of the junior year, and then wrap the individual plan of study and the Work Keys scores into the internships that they're going to have. Like one boy, he had a platinum. He's going to be a process engineer and go to K-State Polytech. And he interned at Dimax, Dimax Attachments. And he just did a fantastic job. And we highlighted him on our Facebook page. And this, what we're doing is every week, we're trying to put a new intern, a high school intern, on our Facebook page and focus on that. We want people to know that these kids are digging down deep with the Work Keys scores and their individual plan of studies to develop their career pathways. So what the commission really wanted to hear, both from us and from Butler County, they're doing a fantastic job in Butler County, is developing that individual plan of study and taking the Work Keys scores and wrapping it together. The general post-secondary plan, whether it's workforce, military, certification, 2-year college, 4-year college, they'll have a portable electronic portfolio. We're doing more in Wamego, and I think part of it is because Wamego's so small with work-based learning. Crystal Bruner, working with Gina Kugler, is developing his community partnerships, getting them to know the industries that are out there, and doing real-world applications that are project-based, internships, and civic engagement. And for the second time, last Friday, each of the interns made presentations to business leaders. And I just happened to be one of those business leaders, along with myself, Michelle Jacobs of State Farm Insurance, and the librarian in Wamego. We involved students, parents, staff, community, and post-secondary partnerships. So a lot of these kids now are almost walking across the street to the Wamego Center for Manhattan Tech and taking classes and taking dual credit classes. So we're getting close to where we're getting kids that are almost get certificates and 2-year associate's degrees while they're graduating from high school. It's not unusual, and we're getting real close to getting that. So we're and Gina and her team are developing interpersonal and intrapersonal skills as well. And they're also using a program called Zello, which is career exploration and information. They're digging down deep in this. And then there's also, you know, the fact that as part of economic development and the Wamego Chamber have to develop these community partnerships, mentoring, senior interview day. This is all part of the process. WorkEase is one step, but it's critical cog, and it's taking a round peg and putting it into a round hole. And I can't say enough about the job that Wamego High's done. I think Onega's done a great job with it too. And we're building, you know, continue to try to build more and more relationships. We're 5 years into our strategic workforce implementation plan. We probably have to refresh it, and hopefully we can do that with the Manhattan Chamber once this pandemic is, you know, once we've got everything out of the way.
Right on. Well, that sounds great. And, you know, that's a program that's going to be very beneficial here to the whole region, because yes, you start getting that pipeline going, and here in 5 years, we may be talking a whole different story of recruiting and retention in the region.
Yep.
Well, Jack, we're about out of time here, so we got about a minute left. Any final thoughts here before we let you go?
Yeah, it's just in the WorkEase test in 2020, the scores at Wamego, Rock Creek, and Manhattan High were over 50% of the kids scored gold or platinum, meaning that they could handle 90% of the jobs in the United States, which is fantastic.
Wow.
We just got to keep up the good work. We got to get all the communities. We have 92 employers signed up. We are maintenance 4 times over, second in the nation. We just got to get more communities interested in the Work Ready and WorkEase programs.
All right. Well, Jack, we always appreciate it. It's a lot of good information, and we'll have you on again sometime down the road and talk about more good things.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. All Jack right. Alston joining us here on the show, Executive Director of Pod County EcoDevo. If you missed any of that, we'll have it up on our website shortly at newsradiokman.com. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we have a few different things. We're going to talk Ben Jedlicka, Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. He's got a special guest joining him. Jesse Romo from the Manhattan Regional Airport will join us as well, and some folks from the Flint Hills Volunteer Center.